Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to read the whole chapter 40 of Job in the World English Bible, and this is still God speaking to Job, asking him unanswerable questions. Moreover, Yahweh answered Job, "Shall he who argues contend with the Almighty? He who argues with God, let him answer it." Then Job answered Yahweh, "Behold, I am of small account. What will I answer you? I lay my hand on my mouth. I have spoken once, and I will not answer. Yes, twice, but I will proceed no further." Then Yahweh answered Job out of the whirlwind, "Now brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you will answer me. Will you even annul my judgment? Will you condemn me that you may be justified? Or do you have an arm like God? Can you thunder with a voice like him? Now deck yourself with excellency and dignity. Array yourself with honor and majesty. Pour out the fury of your anger. Look at everyone who is proud and bring him low. Look at everyone who is proud and humble him. Crush the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust together. Bind their faces in the hidden place. Then I will also admit to you that your own right hand can save you. See now, Behemoth, which I made as well as you. He eats grass as an ox. Look now, his strength is in his thighs. His force is in the muscle of his belly. He moves his tail like a cedar. The sinews of his thighs are knit together. His bones are like tubes of bronze. His limbs are like bars of iron. He is the chief of the ways of God. He who made him gives him his sword. Surely the mountains produce food for him where all the animals of the field play. He lies under the lotus trees in the cover of the reed in the marsh. The lotuses cover him with their shade. The willows of the brook surround him. Behold, if a river overflows, he doesn't tremble. He is confident, though the Jordan swells even to his mouth. Shall any take him when he is on the watch or pierce through his nose with a snare? Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that we have this interchange between you and Job, and Job's words are really telling. You can see just how humbled he is after he's heard about your majesty. Behold, I'm of small account. What will I answer you? I lay my hand on my mouth, and then you go on, Lord, and you interrupt him. He says, I have spoken once and will not answer. Yes, twice, but I will proceed no further. So, Lord, you are God in heaven. I've said this before throughout the book of Job. You are God in heaven, and here we are on earth, so let our words be few. Lord, you are great, powerful, mighty, strong, all the things that we are not. And so we worship and revere and stand in awe of you because you are everything that we are not. We need you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We are so humbled and grateful that you actually love us, that you spent yourself for us, that you loved your creation so much that you sent your son to die for us, to welcome us into your family, to not only that, to remove our sins as far as the east is from the west, to give us a fresh start, but you also have put your Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, inside us as we are your walking around temple now. It's too much to say. It's so amazing, and I'm so grateful. If you did nothing more for us, that would be enough. There's a word that people use in the Passover ceremony. It's called Dayenu, and it means it would be sufficient. And certainly, our salvation is enough. It would be sufficient if that's all you did, but there's so much more that you have done. Lord, you alone are judge. You are righteous. You sit on your throne, and you have created some spectacular creatures, one of which is the behemoth, which could be a dinosaur. Other scholars think it's a hippopotamus. And so these are, no matter who it is, it could be an elephant maybe, whoever it is, whatever it is, it's a great, big, mighty animal that would be scary to encounter in the wild. And Lord, that just shows if you can create something so strong and scary like that, that you have greater capacity than that. And it's interesting to me that we could fear a tiger, we could fear a lion, we could fear a bear. I know I've seen bears before, and we should have a healthy fear of them, but we don't fear you. And so Lord, help us next time we see wildlife to remember that you are greater than the wildlife that you created, that you are stronger and more scary in some ways than those giant animals. And so, Lord, help us as a reminder to revere you. Lord, thank you again for another day of life. I am so, so grateful, Lord, and I don't even really know how to adequately express my thanks, but I love you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Susan May Warren. She's the founder of Novel Academy, and it's the website is novel.academy, where writers learn how to get published and stay published. And she believes that your story matters, the one you're living and the one you're writing. And she loves to help writers share their story with the world. So you can visit novel.academy for more information. But another thing that she has for us, and really what is the purpose of this this advertisement that she's doing, is that she wants to let you know about her brilliant writing planter. Not a planter. That would be cool. I would like that. No, my brilliant writing planner. So go to mybrilliantwritingplanner.com to see the 2022 planner. And to get 20% off with our audience, you can use the code PRAY2022. Now, this was developed by her. She's a USA Today bestselling award-winning author, and she wrote it as a way to align your busy life toward values-based goal setting. After having cancer, she wanted to make sure that her days were spent doing those things that she actually valued, from health to family to ministry to career. So she designed the planner to help you identify your values, which are unique to you, and then construct a life plan that expresses those values. But not only that, but wait, there's more. It's not just a life strategy. She includes planning for writers to help them strategize a productive writing year. The planner also comes with classes filled with techniques and cool strategies for time management, creating powerful habits. That's something I'm really interested in. And how to focus your priorities. That's a course that is normally sold for $300. And the planner for 2022 has 6 different covers and 4 different styles and sizes to choose from, including a full color planner and an undated planner. So if you just want to go ahead and get started now and don't want to have to deal with 2022 dates, you can do that as well. Now, when you go over to mybrilliantwritingplanner.com and use your code, another thing that I want you to notice is I have a hand in this planner, and it will make sense to you when you go to that website. So Susie May Warren, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And I hope that this planner blesses so many in my audience.